Chapter 2 A Time of Elves, Goblins, and a Mystic. As the domination of the world by the elves continued, they forced the forest goblins through hard labor to construct an enchanted kingdom which floated high above the land below, protected by a mighty shield. Nested among the clouds, this became home to the royal elves, who still held and protected what was left of the Whatnot Book and the stolen element of power. The never-ending search for the elemental sprites continued down their bloodline, and the royals became increasingly frustrated that they still lacked the knowledge to use the transformation magic. They searched the land for clues to the Sargothans' lost secrets, but the war had been so savage that hardly anything of that ancient time now remained. Out of desperation, the elves called upon the tribes of the world, promising great rewards and riches for anyone who could reveal the secrets and knowledge they so desired. Eventually, the elves' pleas were answered, and someone did step forward, claiming to hold the secrets to the element of power. The new arrival was an elderly, hag-like creature who called herself the Mystic. This mystic had a great seeing eye, and with it she was able to reveal a vision to the elves.
Behold! I reveal for you the secret ceremony. In it, the unveiling of truths, of how the element of power and the transformation magic have been, and always will be, passed down through the ages. Anyone who has the element of power passed to them in this same way will be able to transform into an elemental warrior.
The elves could not believe their eyes and eagerly wished to learn all the secrets this old crone had in her possession. She became greatly revered among the elves for the knowledge she possessed, and because of this, they readily agreed to let her enter the enchanted kingdom as a royal aide. The elves celebrated their newfound knowledge and control of the element of power and the ability to command the elemental warriors. Now all they had to do was find the rest of them.